Well, I'm sitting here in the Long Dock in Carrigaholt, and I've just dragged Imelda away from her baking. Imelda, your fish pie has been making headlines.
It has. Yes, we just were recently won the Great Taste Food Award for our seafood pie. It's a great honour to have won this. It was a kind of a long process. We submitted our seafood pie last February, I think, for judging. And there are about 10,000 different dishes. The awards are given to food producers. And there will be about 400 awards given out. So it's quite an achievement to have ours chosen.
So was this all of Ireland or all of England and Ireland?
It's UK and Ireland. This is the first year that did the judging in Ireland.
Right.
Generally, it will be done in the UK. And as I say, we submitted our samples in February, I think, last year, or this year.
Right.
And the announcement was only made last week. Then there's another overall award for all of the products that were that have received any award.
Right.
And that will be announced in, I think, next month.
Brilliant.
Is the final.
So it says in the stuff that I was reading, 400 judges.
Yes.
So how do they work that then?
The judges are restaurateurs, food critics, our own peers, I suppose, and they're judging, as I said, there's so many different products as well, and it's quite a long process. It's been going for a few months. So basically we submit and the different judges, and we get nice feedback as well as a result of it all. We get feedback from the judges, a summary of their thoughts on the dishes.
You didn't have to submit 400 pies?
No, we didn't. We submitted quite a few, but not 400, no.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. And so where does this publicity, you know, where you can use it in your advertising, can you?
Use it in advertising. At present, we're selling our seafood pies in the dock here in the restaurant, and then as well as that, Sea Lions Seafood distribute the frozen product through their... They do door-to-door sales in the vans, and currently they're selling it. It's also available in some stores locally, and the most local one, I suppose, would be Super Value in Kilrush.
Yeah.
And at the moment, as I say, it's a frozen product. So again, we can use the Great Taste Award logo on our seafood pies. And hopefully down the line, we would like to bring it a step further and maybe hopefully go as far as having it as a fresh produce as well.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of work. There's a lot of work gone into it so far to get it this far.
Yeah.
We've put a lot of work into it. The recipe is Tony's own recipe that he concocted himself. And I have to say it's one of the best dishes on the menu. I don't mean the best, one of the most popular.
Sure.
There's a great range of seafood dishes and...
Well, the chowder is renowned, isn't it?
It is.
Your chowder.
It is, yes, that is as well. It's a very popular dish and people travel for our chowder.
They do.
I noticed in the summertime, early in the summer, so many people that haven't been around for a winter are coming back and all they want is chowder. They just have to have their fix of chowder. And I find the seafood pie is something like that as well, that it's very, very popular. People come in, don't see a menu. We've had the seafood pie before and we want to have that again.
Good.
So as a result, we can't always have it on the menu. It sells out so quickly. So we're going to have to come up with some other way of producing it.
Yeah. So how's the season going for you?
It's going very well.
Good.
This year, at last, it's nice to be able to say we have a good summer. The weather always has been a huge factor in our business here and anybody in West Clare in the tourism industry.
Yes. And of course, you've been voted the most popular place for Irish people to holiday.
Yes, the best holiday destination in Ireland, the Loop Head. Yeah, that's been a great bonus
Do you find that it's brought a lot of people from reading it in the Irish Times?
Yes, definitely it has. At the time of the award, that was in June, I think it was announced. Again, we got quite a lot of publicity then.
Yeah.
And people definitely came, I know from talking to people coming through the place around that time and since then, that they came specifically because of that, just to see what all the talk was about.
Yeah.
And I found in June when the announcement was made, I met quite a few people that travelled just for the day from Tipperary and from Galway and further afield.
Brilliant.
Just to come and see what it was all about and have come back since to holiday.
It's got to be good news, hasn't it?
It is. It's good news. I said the weather was great.
Just fantastic, I thought. You know, you can forget your Killarney Lakes and your Kerry Mountains and the Ring of Kerry and all that.
Yes.
Forget all that and come to the Loop.
The Loop Head. We've got the beautiful cliff drive.
There's
so much to see here and so much to do.
Between
walking tours. There's a lot of new little businesses have popped up as well as a result, partly as the Looped Tour as well, was kind of in the process of setting up. There's cycling tours, there's walking tours, there's the water sports have always been there, the boat trips, the dolphin watch, the fishing trips. There's so much to do in the area.
Well, thank you. Good luck to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Okay.